Today's news about the Todashev case comes just as we're gearing up for the anniversary of the marathon bombings here in Boston, 3 weeks from today. Public events marking the occasion have already begun. At a recent forum in Cambridge, Massachusetts, runner and doctor Natalie Stavas recounted her experience at the marathon last year. She was in the last stretch of the race when the bombs went off. Instead of running away from the mayhem, she ran directly into it.
I remember when I got to the scene, I couldn't hear, I couldn't see, I didn't know what was going on. Then suddenly I snapped to and I started working on the people that were there in front of me. And it was really hard. I have a lot of guilt actually from that day because one of the women that I tried to treat did not survive. And you know, it's hard. It's hard to live with that. And so usually I don't get choked up when I talk about it. I've talked about it so many times. But for me, moving forward, it's how can we come together as a community and help each other heal, right? Because we all were affected. I feel that if I can help you, you can help me, and we can all recover together. And be runners and spectators and Bostonians for this upcoming marathon.
Again, that was Natalie Stavas, a pediatrician who ran in last year's marathon and ended up treating victims at the site of the second blast. She spoke at the Cambridge Public Library earlier this month. Joining me now in the studio is social worker Alice Cohen. And Alice, we last spoke with you during the lockdown last year, that incredibly dramatic day, the end of the week of the Boston bombing during the marathon. We were literally ordered to stay indoors at home while authorities hunted down the remaining suspect, Jahar Tsarnaev. We're at a very different point now, but maybe you can help us with some similar advice. What do anniversaries represent in the aftermath of such a traumatic event like this one, especially the first one, the symbolism of the first year having passed?
For some people, the first year will have felt like a blip. It just will have, the anniversary comes so quickly and it seems impossible that it was actually a whole year ago. The interesting thing about traumatic memory is that it's very much sense-oriented. You remember sounds or pictures. I know people who were close to the race who have a very high startle response right now when they hear a loud noise because the sound is very evocative. So it's likely that people are going to be triggered in their environment this year and possibly taken by surprise. So one thing people can do is know that that could be coming and feel mentally prepared for it to kind of manage it when it comes up.
What kind of worries and behaviors have you been noticing lately in people as this date approaches?
I noticed that people are more anxious in crowds. I was just at a road race in Cambridge a few weeks ago. You can see people in the crowd looking around more, being a little more visually hypervigilant. I think I'm aware that people are talking to me about controlling how much media they're watching. I think that's wise to take a very intentional and overt control of how much media you're looking at yourself and, the most important, how much media you're sharing with your children.
Right. Is there something in what Natalie Stavas was saying that there is a moment for everybody to heal together? Is that realistic?
What's realistic is that we've all experienced a trauma and we have a commonality in experience. Much like people in a war, in a battle, in a war, we were all in the same place at the same time experiencing a facet of something. The more we share that with each other, the more closeness we can have. If we take anything, any profit from this adversity, it's that we need to be more connected.
Alice, you, like me, we're from Cambridge. We come across people all the time now who were runners, also victims who survived, first responders who were in the thick of it. And of course, MIT policeman Sean Collier killed not far from where we live. A lot of factors that still are there in Cambridge and Boston. What about you? What are you experiencing?
There are certain places in Cambridge that I find make me feel uncomfortable. I have trouble at those two gas stations on that corner where the guy got out of the car. And I find that I have what we would call a traumatic stress response. My heart rate goes up. My breathing gets a little shallow. I grip the wheel of my car a little tighter. And I try to, like, get by and then take some deep breaths. MIT is, I walk a lot in Cambridge. I have trouble walking around MIT. But I also find when I hear news of the trial that I think a lot about this child and what happened to this child and what happened in his mind that made what he did seem right to him, which I'm sure people are going to loathe my saying, but I do think about him.
Well, I'm sure there are people out there who are feeling the same things you're feeling. So any advice to kind of like overcome these thoughts?
I try to make room for everything and let it pass by. I think when we get stuck in these thoughts and we feel a kind of lack of fluidity, a frozen quality, or a feeling of being victimized ourselves in the present, very important to have a change of scene, go outside, listen to something you've never heard before, change the music that you listen to, kind of change your routine. Stay tuned in to how you're feeling. Everything that people experience this year is normal. They're normal reactions to really stressful events. And we're here. We're here. We're still talking about it. We're still connected. And we're trying to use the narrative of this experience to change what we do now. And that's the most healthy thing that people can do.
Alice Cohen, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Alice Cohen is a social worker in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She facilitated counseling sessions for a variety of groups in the wake of last year's Boston Marathon bombings.